AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Power and water outages continue in Georgia and the Carolinas. At a briefing, Pentagon spokesperson Pat Ryder says Western North Carolina was hit hard by Hurricane Helene.
North Carolina has emerged as an area of particular focus after the historic levels of flooding that occurred in the western part of that state. A multi-state, multi-agency effort is currently underway with more than 80 guardsmen and 13 helicopters from Connecticut, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Ohio, New York, South Carolina, and Florida, joining more than 800 North Carolina guardsmen in providing support to devastated North Carolina communities.
Helene was one of the deadliest storms in recent U.S. history and knocked out power and cellular service for millions. The death toll has topped 160. President Joe Biden is visiting the Carolinas today, and Vice President Kamala Harris will make a stop in Georgia. Israeli troops have battled Hezbollah militants inside Lebanon after launching what they said are limited ground operations there, and Palestinian medical officials say that Israeli ground and air operations in a hard-hit city in Gaza killed at least 51 people, including women and children. After the vice presidential debate last night, Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance said Donald Trump is right to call out problems with immigrants in Springfield, Ohio.
The fundamental issue here is whether they were eating geese or dogs. Is that really what we're going to hang our hat on? The problem is that this small town in Ohio has been flooded with 20,000 migrants thanks to Kamala Harris's policies. Now, people can't afford basic goods, they can't afford food, they can't afford housing in their communities, and their public safety has been completely destroyed. It's a disgrace.
And NASCAR is facing a federal antitrust lawsuit from two of its teams, including one co-owned by Michael Jordan. The suit seeks unspecified damages and says the charter system limits competition. This is AP News. The Justice Department accuses the state of Georgia of being deliberately indifferent to abuses at its prisons.
Time in prison should not be a sentence to death, torture, or rape.
U.S. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark.
We can't turn a blind eye to the wretched conditions and wanton violence unfolding in these institutions.
In a grim 93-page report, the Justice Department lays out allegations of violence, chaos, and grossly inadequate staffing in Georgia's prisons.
We found that the violence is pervasive and endemic.
Georgia's Corrections Department says the report reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of the challenges of running a prison system, and it maintains it operates in a manner exceeding the requirements of the Constitution. The Justice Department report also says legal action is likely in the coming weeks. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.